Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. This past month has been a full month for Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. It has just been packed. Earlier this month, we had our CEF Steve Green concert in Peoria, Illinois, where we had close to 1,000 people in attendance. And then a few weeks later, our Child Evangelism Fellowship Northeast local chapter that's located in Zion, Illinois, just north of Chicago, they had their annual fundraising banquet. And the theme for the evening of their banquet that they had, where I was also asked to come as a guest speaker, was called Partners for Eternity. My first thought when I was preparing for the banquet and what I was going to share with them that night and the Partners for Eternity theme was, is that biblical? It's not that I was questioning or doubting it, but it's just that that's how my mind and my thought process works. When I hear something, my immediate response is, what does the Bible have to say about that? And how does that line up with Scripture? So I decided to do a brief topical study on the word partner or partnerships in the Bible. And interesting, the first Scripture reference that I turned to when I was studying this was in the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 24, that talks about partnering together with a thief. Immediately, I thought about that saying, partners in crime. I thought to myself, well, that's not a very good example of a partnership for eternity. Actually, that's a bad example, but that's also a biblical concept as well. But when you think about it, what actually makes a bad partnership different than a good partnership? A bad partnership comes from bad motives, bad actions that leads to bad long-term results, and a good partnership, on the flip side, comes from good motives that leads to hopefully good actions and then also good long-term end results. Well, that all sounds good and simple enough until you realize that there is a problem here. No one on our own can have good partnerships, let alone eternal partnerships, because none of us on our own are good. The Bible says there is none that are good. There is no, not one. And the Bible makes it absolutely clear there is only one that is good, and that is God and God alone. So how can you and I have good partnerships, let alone eternal partnerships, partners for eternity? The answer is we can't, but God, through us in Christ, yes, we can. And that is where the beauty of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ enters in. The gospel message from cover to cover in Scripture is that we are saved not by our goodness or by our own good works, but we are saved all by God's grace and by faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ, who took the punishment of our sin and gave His precious blood for us on our behalf, so that if we by faith trust alone in Him, we can not only have the gift of forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life, but also the message of the gospel is that we can receive through Christ, through faith in Him, the gift of His righteousness, the gift of His goodness. You see, you and I on our own, we're not good and never can be good, but Jesus in us, by faith in Him, He makes us good. And it's because of Christ in us that now we can do the good works that God has created for us to do in Him before the foundation of the world. You see, it is the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ that makes partnerships centered on Christ and the gospel message not only good and possible, but also eternal. When you think about gospel partnerships for eternity, you can't help but think of the Apostle Paul in the New Testament. I know that's where my mind went when I was studying this about partnerships. But when you first think about the Apostle Paul, you may not immediately think of gospel ministry partnerships, because at first glimpse, when you think about the Apostle Paul and all of his endeavors in the New Testament, it reads more like a one-man show. I mean, after all, the Apostle Paul, he wrote almost half of the 27 books in the New Testament. He saw the living Christ. He was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write down God's word to and for the churches. Paul took orders directly from the Lord, going boldly where no man had gone before, all to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and to build on no man's foundation. But a deeper study into the life of the Apostle Paul, especially in the book of Acts and all of his epistles and letters to the New Testament churches, reveals the true Paul. Paul was all about partnerships, partners in ministry, partners for eternity, ministry partnerships that were all focused on Christ and gospel-centered. Paul's deep desire and mode of operation was partnering with the whole body of Christ to do the work of the ministry and proclaiming the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. For example, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the Apostle Paul calls Titus his partner and fellow helper. And then Paul's letter to Philemon, he calls him his fellow laborer. In Colossians chapter 4, towards the end of his letter to the church of Colossae, Paul writes down a whole list of his faithful ministry partners for the gospel, calling them his fellow ministers and fellow servants in the Lord and his fellow workers unto the kingdom of God. And the list just goes on and on. But this isn't the only time the Apostle Paul bears his heart of how precious his ministry partners are to him. Almost in all of his New Testament letters, including in Romans chapter 16, for example, he lists partner after partner in ministry, and it fills almost the whole chapter from beginning to end. But not only does the Apostle Paul list name after name of his beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord who are his ministry partners, all for the sake of the gospel, the Apostle Paul also describes how they partner together with him and minister to him and with him, all for Christ. The Apostle Paul talks about, for example, their fervent prayers for him and for the gospel to go forward. He talks about, especially in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, he talks about the giving and receiving of gifts, all for the furtherance of the ministry and for joining him in the grace of God and taking up the fellowship of the ministry of the saints through giving. Numerous times the Apostle Paul talks about those who serve as messengers to him or for him, or those who minister specifically even to his own needs, like bringing his cloak to him at winter when he was in house arrest, and especially bringing to him the parchments, probably his Old Testament scrolls. The Apostle Paul also talks about how people partner together and minister to him in providing for his ministry journey needs or helping him along the way. He even talks about those who are fellow laborers directly with him, like Timothy and Titus or Priscilla and Aquila, and those who encouraged him in the Lord, like Barnabas. Paul even mentions those who may not be directly his ministry partner together with him, but they are still gospel ministry partners and proclaiming the gospel like Apollos was, because we are all part of God's building. We are all part of God's husbandry, his garden, and watering and sowing and building on the same foundation, which is ultimately our Lord Jesus Christ. So what is the Apostle Paul trying to tell us with all these almost endless lists of names and ways how people partnered together with him were partners for eternity, all for the sake of the gospel? So what's the point? The New Testament makes it clear that the New Testament model from cover to cover was not about a one-person show, a one-group or one-organization show, or even a one-church show. Ministry in the New Testament was all about the whole body of Christ all working together in partnerships for eternity that were all centered in Christ and focused on the gospel message. Years ago, I was thinking about how to share with boys and girls to children and through an object lesson how missions and ministry partnerships all work together in the body of Christ. And suddenly, when I was thinking about how to do that and how to illustrate that to children, I remember my chopstick skills, or I should say my lack of chopstick skills. I remember when my husband and I were dating in our Moody Bible Institute days, and sometimes he would take me out to eat into a Chinese or Japanese restaurants where you had to use chopsticks. I'm not exactly sure why he liked that kind of food, but sometimes I think it was just so that he could kind of laugh at me, because I was a country girl from the farm and I was not a professional chopsticker like he was. My husband is a former Marine and had spent several years in Japan and Korea and the Philippines, so he knows how to use chopsticks. But I don't. I'm just like, give me the fork, please. Needless to say, I'm not very good at it. But one thing I learned through all of his lessons, I learned how the two chopsticks are supposed to work together. They each have a job to do. The top one does all the moving, you see, and the one underneath, the bottom one, does all the supporting and the stabilizing. You can't have one without the other, and if they don't work together, you end up trying to jab a piece of meat or a kernel of rice, and it just doesn't work. When you think about that, and you think about missions and ministry partnerships, you can see the same thing is true. You can't have one without the other. You see, you need people who will give their lives to do the work of the ministry, who will do the moving with their feet and the moving of their mouths, all in proclaiming the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. But at the same time, they can't do it by themselves. They need people who will support them, who will pray for them, who will provide financially for them and encourage them in the Lord and help sustain them. The two must work together as one. But so many times in ministry partnerships, even gospel ministry partnerships, they begin to drift apart. It's like one chopstick saying to the other chopstick, "Where is everyone? Why is nobody helping me?" And then the other chopstick person is saying, "All that the people want is my money. They just want my wallet." No, that's not how ministry partnerships, eternal ministry partnerships, are supposed to work. If it is, it totally misses the point. Just recently, some Nigerian believers at a missions conference in central Illinois, they took my family and I out to eat at a place where, you guessed it, where they use chopsticks. if you wanted to. Of course, I didn't. But our youngest son, Samuel, asked the waiter for chopsticks, and I was kind of surprised that he did that. But I was even more surprised when the waiter brought the chopsticks to my son, and the chopsticks were tied together at the top with a rubber band at one end. And my six-year-old son, I was watching him, he didn't even bother to take the rubber band off because it made it easier for him to keep the chopsticks together to make them work as one. What a beautiful illustration of the gospel message. It's the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ that ties us and binds us all together in eternal ministry partnerships because it's all for the gospel, no matter what part that we play. You know, there are so many things I love and appreciate about the ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship, but one thing for sure is our non-denominational focus. From the very beginning, when the Reverend Jesse Overholtzer started this ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship in 1937, he intentionally designed the ministry to be non-denominational. Why? So that the work of Child Evangelism Fellowship could work with as many churches and individuals from a wide variety of backgrounds of denominations as possible to form ministry partnerships all focused on eternity and proclaiming God's word and the gospel message to the boys and girls and to telling them that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and life, and it's only through faith alone in Him that you can have your sins forgiven and have the gift of eternal life. I personally believe that Child Evangelism Fellowship is one of the largest ministry organizations in the whole world, not because of our many staff that we have throughout the 194 countries that we're currently serving in, but because of our many volunteers and ministry partnerships that make the ministry happen. For example, here in Illinois, we have 26 full-time and part-time missionary staff serving in various areas all around the state of Illinois, reaching 8,000 to 9,000 children with the gospel annually. But how does that happen? Yes, we have dedicated staff, but are 26 of our staff reaching those 9,000 children with the gospel? I don't think so. It's our 26 staff that are leading the ministry, and they're connecting with our volunteers, are so faithful, and our ministry partnerships with local churches. That's what makes the ministry happen. It's not about a few handful of people. It's all of the body of Christ working together to bring the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, to the boys and girls here in Illinois. For example, one of our new ministry partnerships this year is called Christmas Across America. Just last evening, I was down in Springfield, Illinois, and I had an opportunity to share with people in several churches about our CEF ministry, and I also mentioned to them one of our ministry outreaches that we're doing this year at Christmas time is having Christmas party clubs with children to tell to the boys and girls the true meaning, the true message of Christmas, that it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. Many children in our society, they haven't had a clue of who Jesus truly is and why He came to be our Savior, to save us from our sins. And CF, through this new Christmas Party Club outreach, will provide everything that a local church or an individual needs to reach out to the boys and girls in their community and through their church with the good news of the gospel, and providing all the curriculum, the songs, the games, the memory verses, the Bible lesson, the visuals, and all the gospel and literature and follow-up materials for them to have this Christmas Party Club with the children to tell them that Christmas is all about the Lord Jesus. When I shared this last night, a lot of the people, they just got so excited. And one of the person, they had tears in their eyes because they had been wanting to do something for the children, but they just didn't know how to go about doing it. And that's why the Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship is here. That's why we exist, to partner together with others in the body of Christ to proclaim the good news of the gospel message. You know, I just want to thank you for listening to our radio ministry. This is a new ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of telling future generations. And I also want to invite you to consider to become our ministry partner with us, a partner for eternity, all for the sake of the gospel message and telling many boys and girls, not only at Christmas time, the message of Jesus, but all year long. Our first year when we started this radio ministry has been underwritten with all the ministry expenses paid. But now we would like to ask you, our ministry partner, to join with us in sponsoring this radio ministry program. A gift of $30 will sponsor at least one of our weekly broadcasts. And we are now on 4 radio stations, praise the Lord, all throughout Central and Southern Illinois. And we're just really excited to see how people are responding to our new radio program of telling future generations. Our financial policy for Child Evangelism Fellowship has been the same from the beginning. It's to ask God and tell His people. And so we would just like to ask you to prayerfully consider if the Lord would have you partner together with us to be a ministry partner for eternity, all focused on the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel message and telling the future generations about the Lord. Please give us a call at our state office for more information if you would like to be one of our ministry partners, a partner for eternity, at 309-688-9699. Again, that number is 309-688-9699. Thank you again, and God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
So please tell me again.